So the Gemara continues to bring a variety of challenges to Rabbi Elazar's opinion that animals that come from idolaters are unfit as karbanos. And then it asks about Yisro. The pasuk says on the bottom of Chaf Dalam Adalaf, Vayikach Yisro Chosin Moshe, Olo Zvachem Elohim, that Yisro brought karbanos when he met up with Bnei Yisrael and Moshe in the Midbar. So obviously the question is, how can he have brought along those animals? These are animals that he brought from Midyan, and those animals are subject to the concern of sodomy. So the Gemara says, Yisro Nami Kodem Matan Torah Hava. This was before Matan Torah, so there's no issue. You don't have a Isra yet. Hanichla Mandamar Yisro Kodem Matan Torah Hava, Alamanda Amar. Yisro Lachar Matan Torah Hava, Ma'ikala Meimar. Okay, that's if you say that Yisro came before Matan Torah, but if he came after Matan Torah, so how can you justify this occurring? So the Gemara on the top of Chafdal Mabez answers, El Yisro Miyisro Zavon. It must be that if you say that he came after Matan Torah, the animals that he brought are animals that he acquired from Kla Yisrael. So the Taptosos, Divramaschal Yisro Lachar Matan Torah Hava, discusses what is it? Was Yisro coming before Matan Torah, after Matan Torah? So says Tosos, Vim Kain, Tzipor Ishus Moshe, Lo Ba El Achar Matan Torah. So if this is so, we know that Tzipor also came along with Yisro. And if you want to say that she came only after Matan Torah, so we have a problem. Tikshi Ahadam Rina Meparakabal Yvimto says Yivamos. Gimel Dvar Masa Moshe Midaito, Viskim Kodesh Baruch Hu Al Yado. Vikachashiv Perish Mina Isha. Umay Kamar Haloi Tzatzivori Mo. The Gemara says that Moshe did three things of his own accord that Hashem was maskim to. And one of them was that he was porish from his wife. So how can you say that he was porish from his wife if his wife wasn't there yet? Meaning, if you want to say that they only came after Matan Torah, so what did he accomplish by separating from his wife? So Vishlomar Shakodesh Baruch Hu Natan Lev Leparush Minisha. So it wasn't that Moshe physically separated from Tzipor at that point, but Hashem put it in his heart that when she would arrive at that point, he would separate from her. But in fact, she was not there before Matan Torah. She only came after Matan Torah. Lamanda Amar Kode Matan Torah. And if you want to say that Yisro came before Matan Torah, Kasha, Masha, Amar, Moshe, Yisro, Vodati, Aschoke, Halokim, Es Torah, Sav, Deha, Dayan, Lo Nitna Torah. When Moshe tells Yisro about judging Klal Yisrael, and he says, I will tell the people Hashem's laws in the Torah, so how can you tell them the Torah if the Torah hasn't been given yet? Vod, Kasha, Masha, Perish, Rashi, Parshas, Yisro, Shahaya, Lo Moshe, Shehus, Lishpo, Yisrael, Ad, Macharas, Yom Kippurim. And additionally, if you look at Rashi and the Chumash, to say that Yisro came before Matan Torah is difficult. That it says that Moshe was not able to, he didn't have time to judge Bnei Yisrael and to hear their cases until after Yom Kippur was after Matan Torah. So again, how can you say that Yisro came before Matan Torah? So Tosas answers that it really seems split, that the story is split, even though it appears altogether. V'nir de kol osa parsha rishon de Yisro nemra kodem Matan Torah. Avasofa parsha vadei lo nemra ad lachar Matan Torah. Rather, you have to say that the first part of Yisro coming is in fact before Matan Torah, but the end of the Parsha and the end of Yisro's coming was not until after Matan Torah, when he gives Moshe the advice on how to judge the people. Ela agav shemisaper bias chosno misaper kol nyano ad shechazel arzo. But since they brought up the story of Yisro arriving, the Torah, derech agav, discussed everything that happened to him until he went back to Midyan, but really it happened in two separate times. And even if you want to say that he came after Matan Torah, it's still difficult to say that. Why is this Parsha stated here? It should be after the Sersa Dibros, not before him. So the reason that we have Yisro, the story of Yisro, even the part that appeared after Matan Torah, coming before Matan Torah, is because we want it to be juxtaposed with the story of Amalek. Amalek was the first ones to attack Bnei Yisrael, and then it follows with the story of Yisro, who was the first one to be kind to Bnei Yisrael and to give them good advice. The Gemara then has a discussion about the animals from idolaters, and at what age are they becoming sterile, when they are fit to having children, when they're not fit to having children. And the Gemara says that regarding a parah and chamor, that it's shalosh, that they are able to have offspring at the age of three. So Tosa says, perish the kodem shalosh vada yol yalda. And it's mashed from this, that before 3 years old they cannot give birth. Mishlat Mu'a, Daha Masa Bechol Yom, the Parah Bash Shtei Shanim Yoles. It's Maisa Bechol Yom that you see that a cow that's 2 years old gives birth. So how can the Gemara be saying this? Vishlomer Devadei Ata, Nishtana Ha'is, Mikomo Shahaya Bedoros HaRishonim. So you see this comes up in Shas in different places where we say that Nishtana Ha'is, that the nature has changed, that the science has changed. We know that the size of a kezias, things of this nature, that the size of different animals have changed. So you say that simply things have changed. It used to be not before 3 years old, but now we see cows giving birth at a much earlier age. And it gives an example. Kimo b'inu nisa devarda, devrada, right? They're talking about this rose-colored piece of skin by the lung. The Amrinan Parak Elu Trefos, talking about trefos, when you search for trefos in the lungs of the animal. Kol chiyo b'raisa hachi isluhu alma gevisa. So this is really a whole sugi in of itself, but basically the Gemara there is talking about you have, based on where the animals lived and grazed, so they either had these this lobe, this skin on their lungs or didn't. But we say, but nowadays all animals have it. So you see again that with the time changing, so does the nature change. And the last Tosos, Divra Maslo Mismora Yasama. So we recount the beautiful and amazing miraculous story in Shmuel with the cows returning the Aron back to Klal Yisrael, going through Beit Shemesh. They travel the straight path directly back to Klal Yisrael. Amazing story. And it says there, the Gemara tells us that the cows sang Shira upon bringing back the Aron. And the Gemara wants to know what Shira did they sang. So one of the answers is they sang the Mizmor Yisoma, the orphaned Mizmor. So what does this mean, this orphan Mizmor? So Rashi tells us, we don't know who wrote it. So Tosos Divrei Maskil Mizmor Yisama says, Peir Shekuncha Shalo Husker Shama Omer. Right, quoting Rashi, we don't know the author, so that's why it's called the orphan Mizmor. The Kasha, the Hakam Mizmor, Mish Keyotze Bo Mizmor L'Souda, Mizmor Shilei Yom Shabbos, Shalo Husker Shama HaOmran. You have many other Perakim of Tehillim, where we don't know the author, such as Mizmor L'Souda, and Mizmor Shilei Yom Shabbos. So why is this the only Mizmor Yisama? So Venir Lefari Shekara Lo Yisama Mishum Shelo Huskar Al Ma Ne'amar Kama Mizmor L'Soda Shemfari Shenase La Omro Hal Toda Mechen Mizmor Shir L'Yom HaShavas. It's not a orphan Mizmor in the fact that there's no author, but rather that it's no author, plus there's also no stated purpose for why it's there. The Mizmor L'Soda has to do with bringing the Korban Toda. Mizmor Shir L'Yom Shabbos has a clear purpose of Shabbos. This Mizmor, its purpose, its mission is not clear. Mafal Pisha Yesh Yoshe B'Sesha Elyon Asherya Ish and Hashem Melech Geos Lavesh. And you have others that are also have no clear identified purpose. Shalo Hisker Alma Naasu Mikol Makom Ein Kasu Behen Mizmor. But none of them start with the word Mizmor. So this is the only Mizmor that's orphaned in the sense that we don't know the author, and also we don't know the purpose of the Mizmor itself.